Winnipeg gets possession of the puck. Stanley has it. This game is history. And Winnipeg wins impressively over Anaheim by a 6-0 count.
Yeah, it's tough to let that sixth goal in with a mere 5.5 remaining in this hockey game. Five as it is tough to let that 6-1 in with such little time. Just a tough break. And Winnipeg really putting the shots on there this third period. It was somewhat close heading into this third period, but they really pulled away. Final shots on goal, 38 for the Winnipeg Jets to Anaheim Ducks, 22. So wasn't the only category where Winnipeg led by a long shot, but got to give credit where credit's due. Anaheim, yep. It was a tall order coming in here to Canada Life Center, taking on a solid Winnipeg Jets team. And look, they fought really hard, and it just wasn't enough.
Ducks going to try to win their first on the road trip coming up Sunday. I'm going to take a break, so Emerson, get ready with Alexis Downey back at our studios in Southern California for a brief post-game show. Then we head to St. Louis, Missouri. Again, 6-0 Jets. Back with more of our post-game show right after this timeout. And as always, coming your way on Duck Stream.
Oh my God, thank you so much. That would be amazing.
That's the sound of Griselda getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing items stolen from a home break-in. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce. All the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky.
All the hits. All the snipes. All the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water, nothing else.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at Easton Law Firm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Get the best seats, the best savings, and the best benefits with an Anaheim Ducks Orange Alliance season ticket membership. Members can save up to 40% off box office pricing. That's the largest discount on tickets available. Plus, they get access to members-only exclusive events, no-hassle interest-free payment plans, 20% off concessions and beer, 10% off merchandise at the Anaheim Ducks team store, and so much more. Join the Alliance today and get a free 30th anniversary Mighty Ducks bomber jacket while supplies last. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/season tickets.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on Duck Stream.
You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the postgame show on DuckStream. Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom with you, talking about this 6-0 loss on the road tonight for the Anaheim Ducks to the Winnipeg Jets. Back-to-back times being shut out now. The 8th time overall the Anaheim Ducks were shut out this season. And despite a strong first two periods, it's really the third period, Emerson, that I felt like got away from the Ducks.
Yeah, and it wasn't about some of the brighter moments for the Anaheim Ducks, because, you know, circumstantially, look, you got to tip your cap to them. I mean, they came out with a lineup that it would have been a tough against anyone in the National Hockey League with what they brought out here tonight. And I thought they just played as hard as they could until the final buzzer. I know the score might not show it, but look at what they brought out from a roster perspective. It wasn't a whole lot, and I think the guys played really hard. And just to your point, it really was about the sustained pressure, and a lot of these shifts were hemmed in for the Ducks defensive zone for a long time, and that's where the Winnipeg Jets really wore down the Anaheim Ducks. A lot of times you can see the foot movement from the Ducks really stall and giving them the outside perimeter, and they really started attacking that slot area once they forced him to come out a little bit to the outside. So it just wasn't the Ducks' night, but you could probably anticipate seeing a little bit that based off of what they were coming into from a roster perspective heading into this game.
You talk about that roster, no Radko Gudas, no Mason McTavish, no Max Jones, no Leo Carlson. There's a couple more on that list as well, but just to name a few. Also, as a part of this game, 11 forwards and 7 defensemen, so a little different for Anaheim tonight. Let's get into the highlights from this one, starting in the first period. Cam Fowler had a good chance around 5 minutes left in the period, but Lauren Brossoit came up with a big save.
And move it out to center ice. Then it's chopped in by Namestnikov. Quick up the ice in. We've got a really nice pace to this game at both ends of the ice. Here's Carey now. Fowler, a drive and a big save by Brossoit. And Cam had a lot of time to wind up, and boy, did he give it a good ride.
Cam Fowler there getting a nice shot, Emerson. I mean, it was early in the game, but there were some chances in the first period for the Anaheim Ducks.
Yeah, I look at that opportunity, and Cam, he just needs to generate a better quality shot than that, right? It goes in somewhat of the middle section of goaltender Laurent Brossoit there, who had a heck of a game. I mean, this is a Ducks team that at least for the first 40 minutes were really keeping the shots on goal pretty tight there until it got away from them there late in this hockey game. But that was probably the best chance for the Ducks this entire game. But yeah, I mean, great pass from the near side. Cam doing a really good job of capitalize on that dead spot there right down Main Street. But you just like to see him get a better quality shot off.
And it was Winnipeg that got on the board in the first period there. Kyle Connor, the goal scorer, 16:20 into the period, just deflecting it as he was moving in front across Gibson off DeMello's shot.
Wrapped up by Vaakanainen to the point. Morrissey over on the other side. They score on a wrist shot from the right point. There could have been a deflection in front of the net. We'll have to wait and get a look at the replay here, but it's going to be a goal, and I guess they're going to give it to Kyle Connor.
Kyle Connor, the goal scorer there, and Nate Schmidt would be the next goal scorer for Winnipeg going into the second period, this time on the power play, and it was like a pinball, the puck moving, hitting off Gus Lindstrom's skate, then hitting off Pavel Mintikov's skate before going in the back of the net.
Half wall near side for Ehlers, but Toronto went to defend him. Puck is shot towards the net, and a deflection in front of the goal gives Winnipeg a power play goal. It looked like that shot might get stopped, but you have a guy in front of the net, Duck player two, it deflects off one of the two, and not much chance for a goaltender to stop it.
Emerson, back-to-back goals for Winnipeg that were unfortunate in just sort of different, you know, circumstances there, but something that I'm sure John Gibson was a little bit frustrated about.
Yeah, one was deflected, of course, by Kyle Connor, and it was a beautiful deflection. It was one in which he was going to the far side. That shot was coming the opposite direction. He just lifts his stick out and tips it with the part of a blade, and look, it was methodical. It was within the moment. It was just an overall heads-up play by him, and then, of course, Nate Schmidt just tossed it on net, and the Niederreiter pointed right to him, that one signaling that it was deflected off of the defenseman in front of goaltender John Gibson. That's the Anaheim Ducks defenseman on that particular play. So just, yes, couple different deflections, one off of a Jets player, one, unfortunately, off of a Ducks player there, and that's what you got to do. A lot of times, less is more. Even the most highest skilled teams in the league, one of them is this Winnipeg Jets team that this Ducks team saw tonight. They score their goals in many different facets, and that they did tonight. Deflections, nice plays on the short side, going shelf on that, as we saw in that last one. I mean, they really mix it up from a scoring perspective.
And the Ducks, though, did have some chances continued on in that second period. Pavel Mentikov and Brent Leeson a part of a really good chance. However, Laurent Brossoit in the net coming up big once again late in the period.
Anaheim will drop it back. Pavel and a shot in front. Block. Rebounded by the Ducks, who gain more possession. Terry in front. A shot. Oh! And a save there by the goaltender. Got a piece of it. I thought that one was going in. And so did a number of the Anaheim Ducks players. Two of them looking up into the heavens, one of which is Mintikoff.
So after two periods of play, 2-0 the score, and then it was all Winnipeg once again. In this third period, Nikolai Ehlers finding Dylan DeMello for the next goal, and Tyler Toffoli would be the fourth goal scorer as a part of this one, his first goal as a Winnipeg Jet.
You got to think he's going to continue to be solid for the remaining 11:56 left to go here in this third period. He's shooting everything. Oh, and there's Toffoli with a sniper.
Well, we told you about his presence, scoring goals. One of his teammates goes to get the puck and hand it to Toffoli. It's 4-0 for Winnipeg.
Tyler Toffoli would go on to have 2 goals on the night. Mason Appleton finishing it off on the power play, 6-0 after that. Emerson, just watching Winnipeg in that third period, able to see why they are such a lethal team as we look to the end of the season.
Yeah, I was just pumping up goaltender John Gibson there, and I jinxed it just a tad there with that Toffoli goal right off of the faceoff. So unfortunate, and of course Winnipeg would go on to add a few more after that. But look, this is a Jets team that came to play. Odds were slim for Anaheim to come into this barn and play well in general. And we saw some of the highest moments offensively for the Winnipeg Jets team. It's just overwhelming. Coming in waves, there was solid stretches of 45-second shifts strung together by this Jets offense, and just a tad too much for the Ducks here tonight.
Certainly some frustrations also at the end of that game from head coach Greg Cronin. We saw that as it came down to the end. But what do you think he can go ahead, and I don't even know if it's him that he can go in the locker room and say much to this group, because I know they know that where they're at, and of course that depleted lineup tonight. But how do you approach, you know, going into the locker room after this game and just looking ahead for one final chance on Sunday?
That's a great question, AD. I think if you're head coach Greg Cronin, you're going in that locker room and you're just really tapping everyone on the knee pads there. You're going around the room, shaking their hands, honestly, because it wasn't easy tonight. You didn't have much offensively in the top six. You had guys predominantly on a healthy Ducks team would be playing probably third, fourth line. They're shuffled up and playing top six. And I thought Lundstrom competed well. I thought Brett Leeson skated well. I thought those additions to the top six, they tried their best. I think Ryan Strome's got a little bit better. You know, we know the ceiling for Stromer, how dynamic, how much of an impact he can have on a hockey game. And that's what, in my mind, probably was the thing probably missing the most there in that top six for Anaheim. And we know he'll be back against St. Louis, buzzing around there. Ducks will certainly need him. And hopefully, you know, maybe Leo comes back. Maybe we get an addition that hasn't been on this roster here on this road trip. Hopefully, because certainly the Ducks are going to need it.
They are going to need it as they look ahead to Sunday, the last game of this road trip in St. Louis. Emerson, thanks for joining us on the post-game show. Safe travels to St. Louis, and we'll talk to you on Sunday.
Thank you, AD. It was fun.
All right, and when we come back, we'll have a little bit more of this post-game show, including your thoughts on the night from our text line. We'll be right back.
Oh, my God. Honda's helping us. What?
That's the sound of Teresa getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be buying new wheelchair-accessible furniture for her kid's bedroom, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Civic. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program, with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to SADE-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies and all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Back with the postgame show on DuckStream. Alexis Downey with you talking about this game tonight. And the Ducks falling in this one 6-0 to the Winnipeg Jets. A couple stats from their games this week in general. The final game, four games this week for the Anaheim Ducks. 21 goals given up this week. Only three scored. The last two games, of course, tonight included in that. Being shut out on the road, the eighth time being shut out as a part of that as well. And the Ducks now have lost five in a row. And I know that all of those were very negative stats, and it's something that I think the Anaheim Ducks are really going to need to get together, regroup, and look ahead to Sunday. And I'm finding myself in an interesting position thinking back to the game on Sunday when the Ducks, you know, fell in that one to the Islanders. And I kept thinking, oh, the game on Tuesday against Chicago was going to be a good opportunity for the team to bounce back. And now here we are after this one against the Winnipeg Jets, and still looking for, you know, some answers offensively from Anaheim this week. The penalty kill struggling tonight, giving up three goals on that end on three chances for Winnipeg, not being able to capitalize on the power play, and John Gibson in the net going 32 of 38. However, a couple of those, especially early in the game, those first two goals, you know, interesting scenarios there with the deflection and then, of course, deflecting off Pavel Mintikov's skate into the back of the net. So a game where Anaheim just, they did play well in those first two periods, and there was a lot of bright spots in it, just playing well in the sense of keeping up with this Winnipeg team, especially with the lineup that they had coming into this game tonight. But obviously that third period getting away from them, giving up four goals. Let's get to a text that we received on the text line. Feels like something has been off with the Ducks ever since the trade deadline. Hopefully they figure it out and have a strong finish to the season. Yeah, you know, I think about the trade deadline in the sense of when I was chatting with some of the guys in the locker room, just what a nerve-wracking time it is for anyone as a part of an NHL team. You just don't know if you're going to be on the move or not. It's that security and feeling where you're at. And obviously, big losses in the locker room, and Adam Henrique and Sam Carrick heading out over to the Edmonton Oilers. It's just a part of this process. Unfortunately, you know, sometimes it's difficult in the sense of getting to lose guys who had been really big pieces for the Anaheim Ducks all season long. Sam Carrick, a guy that had played every game this season. Adam Henrique, of course, a longtime Anaheim Duck and very beloved. Rico was here in Anaheim, but wishing both of them all the best and success, of course. But yeah, it definitely leaves a locker room a little bit different in the sense of new guys are coming in. In this case, you know, some players from San Diego. And then, of course, the Anaheim Ducks have all of these injuries, and just hoping that some of the guys get healthy for Sunday, possibly, as Emerson was also saying before we went to break. But yeah, it's just been a really difficult stretch of hockey this week for the Anaheim Ducks in general, and these last five games in general, falling in each of them. But a couple things throughout this game. I mean, I felt like the Ducks were, you know, doing really well in not allowing Winnipeg's breakouts to, you know, get behind them in the first period, and they weren't allowing them to necessarily execute early in the game. You know, filling those lanes, not allowing Winnipeg to the net as much, just limiting the time and space that they were giving the Jets players. The Ducks top six playing really well in that first period in particular. Anaheim just struggling to get more shots through traffic in front of the net. That was something that Isaac Lundestrom shared during the broadcast with Steve and Emerson, how they were looking to get more shots through. They needed more traffic in front of the net. And ultimately that didn't quite happen in this game tonight. Also in that first period, Adam Lowry laid that hit on Troy Terry where he went awkwardly down. Fortunately, he stayed through the rest of the game. Hope he's feeling okay, maybe a bit shaken up after that, but he did play the rest of this game tonight. A big part of it, getting quite a bit of time on ice as a part of this one tonight with only 11 forwards. But yeah, the Ducks just finding a way to fight through tonight. And like I said, that third period, really the reason that this game got away from them. Tyler Toffoli, a big part of it, getting two goals in this one, his first as a Winnipeg Jet. Really, really interested to see how this team comes together as they get towards the playoffs and even into the playoffs this season with the pieces that they've acquired at the trade deadline. Will it be enough for them? But in terms of the Anaheim Ducks, you know, there were some bright spots as a part of this game tonight. As I said, in that first period and even in that second period, the Ducks were finding some chances in that one, just not creating enough separation to get those shots off. We were talking about how they were trying to get more traffic in front of the net, get more shots through. Well, they weren't creating that separation to do so, despite, you know, being able to have 11 shots on goal in that second period, just looking to kind of create more space to allow that. And Winnipeg was doing a good job of their defensive play. I mean, they are a strong defensive team. We knew that coming into this game, the second in the NHL for goals allowed. They have some big skaters, and that was certainly on display tonight. So it's just the way this game went tonight, and unfortunately the Ducks are going to have to find a way to regroup, and that's how I'm also feeling about this team right now, just trying to find what is this identity going to be in the final stretch for the Anaheim Ducks, hoping to see a bit more. And, you know, is it going to be any newcomers even more that we've seen. Pavel Regenda playing in the lineup, of course, tonight. So just looking to see a bit more, of course, from the Anaheim Ducks, but a little bit more to talk about on this post-game show on the other side of the break.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Dodger strikes quickly. The magic continues. For
music.
I can buy myself flowers. Calm down.
And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em.
Interested in what's going on around the world?
We are seeking consular assistance that has not yet been granted.
Or want to catch up on your team's live play-by-plays.
Shea wants the step-back three and got the step-back three!
It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks here reminding you to catch the Garth Channel, where you'll hear the greatest stories, the greatest songs, and the greatest artists. Broadcasting live from the Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk in Nashville, Tennessee. Tell your friends to search the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man. Reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites... Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
And we're back with the post-game show now and just talking a little bit more about this game tonight in Winnipeg. The Ducks falling in this one 6-0, the final here. But, you know, as I mentioned before the break, the Ducks holding strong in the first two periods, honestly playing very good defensively against a team that is a very defensive, strong team, but ultimately just not being enough in this one. Really hoping to see Leo Carlson return back into the lineup soon. He was hopeful for that game on Thursday, originally supposed to play in that one against the Minnesota Wild. He suffered a concussion. He's been in that protocol. We haven't seen him yet. You know, we didn't get to see him in the last game, last night that was, and then today, of course, but hopefully we'll potentially get to see him on Sunday. I don't have an update on that, and also hoping to get some of these other Ducks players back. But again, just not sure where they're at this point, but hopefully maybe on Sunday. And let's talk about something that is positive in the sense of a part of this Anaheim Ducks organization tonight. The San Diego Gulls currently playing the Milwaukee Admirals, and Jan Misak making his Gulls debut. Hasn't been with the Gulls for really... he's been with them for about 24 hours, already making his debut tonight. And the Gulls are up 2-0 after the first period of play. So good to see on that end. Misak acquired, of course, a part of that trade deadline. He was acquired from the Montreal Canadiens, sending Jacob Perreault there from the San Diego Gulls, part of the Anaheim Ducks organization. Misak in his first game with the organization now. So good stuff from the San Diego Gulls, hoping they keep it up tonight and possibly come away with a victory. So the next game for the Anaheim Ducks is Sunday at 4 o'clock in St. Louis. We'll have the pregame show for you at 3:30, a little bit earlier than it's been these last two games and that game in Chicago this week. But looking for the Ducks to finish out this road trip strong, you know, falling in all three of these games so far, but trying to get a win on Sunday against a St. Louis Blues team that it's been a bit since they have seen. And if you want to stick around for the replay of the Ducks and Jets, that'll come up after the break. Otherwise, thanks for tuning in for this post-game show. I am Alexis Downey. Hopefully, we will find a better result in the game on Sunday. And the Ducks, you know, they should be proud of at least the first bit of this game that they played tonight. Strong defensively, just trying to get shots through, a little bit difficult with this Winnipeg team. We knew, as Emerson was saying, it was going to be a tall task for Anaheim tonight, especially with the lineup that they had. But hopefully that will turn around on Sunday. Thanks again for listening to DuckStream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Everything Everywhere
by Noah Kahan and Gracie Abrams.
Now playing on Adult Alternative.
Everywhere.
Hear this music and more on TuneIn. Discover your new favorite sound today.
Looking for an app to hear all your favorite music, news, sports, and more?
He's been president before. I know exactly.
We've got
what
all of your audio all in one place, right here on TuneIn. Play your favorite stations, like Que Buena.
Mi corazón, muchas gracias por estar en sintonía, por comunicarse con
ESPN Radio.
Football out there, but the one thing DeMarcus does very well is he's a
The Daily.
Paul, we have spent a lot of time over the past year talking about higher education
and so much more. Whatever you love listening to, you can hear it all on TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Hey, music lovers, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and I want to personally invite you to listen to the world's first global country station, the Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. Join us to hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are tearing it up with their music. It's the very best of country music, all in one place. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Tailgate Radio.
And this might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
Oh my God, thank you so much. That would be amazing.
That's the sound of Griselda getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing items stolen from a home break-in. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with a great deal on a reliable award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Today, when it comes to following sports, a basic box score just won't cut it.
Get the stats behind the stats with NHL Edge. So you won't just see Makar's time on ice. You'll see where he spent it. You won't just know Matthews scored. You'll know how hard he shot it. And you won't just get OV's shot total. You'll know where he shot it from. Even if they're all from the same place. Know more about every stat, every shift, and every star with NHL Edge.
Get ready for The Offspring, live in concert. Celebrating the 30th anniversary of Smash. And the Honda Center in one special Orange County show. The Offspring, playing Smash in its entirety, plus all the hits. Honda Center in Anaheim, Saturday, June 1st. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
See every Honda Center event from the best seats in Orange County. Annual premium club seats are the best way to entertain your most important clients, best friends, your family, and yourself. Events of all sorts come to Honda Center year-round, so there's something for everyone. Spend less time parking, finding your seats, and buying concessions, and more time enjoying all the amenities of the Pacific Premier Bank Club level. Get our latest club seat offers today at HondaCenter.com/club seats.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.